Greetings from the Tower of Lepanto. This is Father Angelo Mary with Standing Fast, a weekly commentary on Catholic life in the public square. Last week, I talked about religious and secular chivalry and the relationship and how secular chivalry generated a kind of code of ethics. And in the West, in Western Europe, that code of ethics was specifically a religious, Catholic code of ethics. And today, I wanted to try to explain what chivalry should really mean to us who want to follow the Catholic Christian ideal of chivalry. And if we recall again that the idea of chivalry itself arose from the military side of things. Chivalry simply means cavalry. And the knight was the mounted soldier. He was the most important and most powerful soldier and weapon in the medieval world. And he had a lot of money, a lot of power, and could be quite ferocious. And so that fighting spirit needed to be moderated, needed to be tempered. There needed to be a code of ethics to keep it in control. But the thing to remember, though, is that the chivalrous spirit arose out of a fighting spirit. It was a fighting spirit that needed to be moderated and controlled and turned into virtue. And I pointed out how over time the ideal of chivalry seemed to degenerate. And some, if you go, like, for example, on the internet and you Google chivalry, a lot of the sites that'll talk about chivalry, probably most of them, we'll be talking about how to pick up girls. Basically, it's a way of relating with women to impress them. And that's a complete degeneration of the ideal of chivalry. And when you put courtesy and manners on top of a man who doesn't have a fighting spirit, you get a womanizer, or you get somebody who's effeminate. You know, so we have courtesy and manners and all the external signs of chivalry, but without a fighting spirit. And that's a problem. And it's a problem, I think, within the church, where we've lost our identity as members of the church militant. So in young men, boys even, who are growing up as Catholics, they shouldn't be discouraged from having a fighting spirit. And sometimes if they're inclined to knock each other around or to have, you know, maybe a little arrogance, a little bit of an edge on them, that certainly needs to be moderated and they need to be taught. But they shouldn't be crushed. That spirit shouldn't be crushed. It should be cultivated. Because we live in a world that's against our ideals. It's hostile to the ideals of Christianity. And very often we just watch things happen as our children are corrupted in the schools, as laws are passed in our legislatures that are limiting and militating against our religious liberty, against sanity, against virtue. We've lost our fighting spirit. Chivalry is necessary to moderate that fighting spirit and to turn it into virtue. Courtesy is extremely important, but it's courtesy on top of a fighting spirit. That's what's necessary. We need both. We need both the virtue of prowess, which is courage and skill in the art of war, you know, even if we're talking about on an intellectual level, such as apologetics. And then on top of that, we put courtesy, which is respect for the other person. It's humility. It's an unwillingness to do anything shameful. We need to have both those together. And together if those things are together, then we will be the church militant, but also the church Marian, you know, modeled and tempered by the spirit, the maternal spirit of our Blessed Lady. And the Christian knight always had Our Lady as the ideal. And Our Lady is the one who crushes the serpent's head. She is the woman who is as terrible as an army set in battle array, and yet she is the mother of fair love. We need both those together, and together with that, we will be the true army of Our Lady to crush the serpent's head and to restore to our world a culture of sanity and virtue. Till next time, I'm Father Angelo Mary for Standing Fast. God bless you and keep the faith.